Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one champion.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over there?
What? Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Our chats with Craig Karmazin are brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy and creative content. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
Joshy in the big seat.
Has, driving the bus.
Chewy, has this happened before, Joshy in this seat?
One time.
Yeah,
right?
It happened right. One time before.
One time.
Yeah.
Offered, Craig. I offered, but I got kind of laughed at.
What do you mean?
I think I'd be a hell of a bus
driver. Lead host.
Yeah, I think Chewy could drive the bus.
I think he could, too. It's just we have an issue sometimes where Chewy likes to wander off. He likes to talk to his plants, skim the pool, that I would be just sitting here waiting for him to bring us in and out of segments, which would be an issue.
Josh, there was always the threat of me driving the bus probably about 15, 20 years ago when my co-host would show up.
Yeah.
At 10:02.
That was questionable.
So I had to be prepared.
Yeah, but that was like, I was like Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers, and he was like Shooter. Like, I like would tell the ref to throw me out of the game.
Yes.
Just so Chewy would have to run, to drive the bus.
You're right.
Like, I wasn't really showing up late for the show, especially when it was starting at 8 a.m. on Sunday and not 10 a.m. I wasn't unintentionally showing up late. I was doing it, Chewy, just to develop you as a host and look at what you've become today.
Yeah. Look at
the one thing about Craig, he's a much better dresser during the week than on Sundays. I would seriously have to question some of the outfits. Am I right, Craig?
Yeah. I'm not a good dresser anytime. I use ChatGPT. Other people dress me. I'm a terrible dresser all the time, but I'm worse. If it's possible, I'm actually worse on the weekend. That's a fair point.
The last time you were left to your own devices, you showed up in women's Rams sweatpants.
Yes,
is that correct?
That'll happen. That will happen. That is the case. Chewy, because by the way, I feel like you've driven... Yeah. Have you ever driven, like, buses or RVs? Like, I feel like that would be, like, a potential, like, thing you'd be into.
CDL?
It's like, yeah, like, getting a CDL. Like, Chewy, do you have a CDL?
I can say this. I've driven motorcycles. I don't have a motorcycle license. And I've driven heavy equipment, and I don't have a CDL. But I'm more than capable. Preparing myself for the robot revolution. When you're going to need a guy like me.
I don't know. Wait, did you say the robot revolution?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll need me.
I think
you'll need me.
Yeah, I think you'd be again. I don't know why I keep making Chewy into. Now I have you as the character in Armageddon, who's like the dad of the kid, who's like the drunk guy, who's like, I'm still here, President, and like you go in and like take him out. And Independence Day is now a holiday celebrated across the whole world and not just in America.
I feel like we've seen Chewy sort of go through an identity crisis with the advent of AI and automation, where he's investing in it. And he wants to make money off of it, but he's trying to figure out how exactly he figures into a future where a guy...
He does that with everything. like he did that with weed. He does that, like he makes sure to profit from it, whether he's... Yeah. He doesn't need to like it. He's just going to make sure he profits from it. It's smart.
He might be adding to his own obsolescence. Craig, the Bucks hired a new head coach, Taylor Jenkins. What are your thoughts?
It's exciting. You know, I think it was... such a move that I feel like was like difficult to criticize in any way. because he's been successful as a head coach in the G League. Then he was an assistant with Coach Bud for years and years in Atlanta and then with the Bucks. So he has familiarity with Milwaukee. He had been here around this team around, I know there's not a lot of the same players that are still left, but certainly at least one of them that matters a lot. And then he went out to Memphis and took over a team that no one thought very much of and turned them into a winning team. And even the year he got fired, you know, had them playing, I think most people believe, above their heads. And there were some weird things going on at the time with their offensive coordinator and, you know, how many pick and rolls they were going to run and certain players not liking what they were doing. And they decided to move on from him. But I don't think anyone in the league ultimately thought the Grizzlies were better for moving on for Taylor Jenkins. So he's been a really successful head coach. He's been able to be around teams that are established and ready to win. He's been around rebuilding teams. He's kind of done it all. And so it seems just like a really solid, strong choice.
Craig, why are there so few good coaches in the NBA, though? And I was asking these guys earlier, if you went through every NFL team, I think it's 13 of them, 13 of the coaches have been to a Super Bowl. In order to get to a Super Bowl, you got to be a pretty damn good coach. Why aren't there more good coaches in the NBA?
There's so many great coaches in the league. I think what you have is a league where it is more dominated by the top players and the top teams. So I don't think you're going to take a under 500 team and, you know, beat somebody because you have a great coach, but there's incredible coaches in the league. There's great coaches everywhere. There's great assistant coaches. There's great head coaches. There's tons of great coaches. The NFL, I always thought was weird because so many of the Super Bowl championship coaches weren't like coaching. They were all on TV for a while, right? Like at one point, I think there were only like four head coaches in the NFL who'd won a championship and the rest were on TV.
All right. I guess you'd know better than me.
But,
and hold on. I wanted to ask you this, and you might know what you might not. Was Giannis involved in the decision to hire us?
It's so funny. I walked in this morning. No, Chewy, you asked the right question. I walked in, Chewy, to the studio, and the first thing I said is, Josh, I know you'll probably ask. I have no idea. I haven't talked to anyone. I don't know if Giannis was involved in the decision, in the conversations, in anything. So I know that it's been reported that he and even Chris Middleton were involved in past coaching discussions before people were hired. I've never heard necessarily what his on the record decision making might have been, and everyone is making note of the fact that he posted that night, an Instagram story saying we should be celebrating in the Deer District right now. That was right, you know, around the stadium. So I do not know that answer.
Do you think that annoys people, though? And I'm not saying everyone, but it's certainly like it's annoying to me.
What's annoying?
It's annoying for me from the standpoint of like, dude, your team isn't even close. You can't even make the playoffs. So why do you even make a statement like that?
Like what?
We should be celebrating.
Oh,
no, you shouldn't.
No, I mean that. Yes, I mean that's what fans are thinking. Like all of us, every one of us, Chewy, as you're watching the playoffs every night. Like when last night, when you were staying up watching that Timberwolves Nuggets game and watching Jokic struggle defensively, and Aaron Gordon's out, and you know even without Ann Edwards at full strength, the T-Wolves were going up 2-1. What were you thinking while you were watching that game, Chewy?
I wonder who the Bears took with the 23rd pick.
Yeah.
But, Craig, I can guarantee you the Las Vegas Raider fans aren't delusional enough to sit there and go, oh, we got Mendoza, we're going to the Super Bowl this year. Not how it works.
Bucks fans watching the playoffs after 9 years of being in the postseason are thinking we should be there right now. And that was Giannis saying, I'm there with you. I care the way you care. I'm connected to this community. I'm connected to Bucks fans. And so Bucks fans universally love that and weren't like, oh,
yeah,
we were 32-50. We
Josh,
should be celebrating.
Do you agree with that?
I didn't take Josh. It the way you're taking it, Chewy. I took it as, I wish I was playing. I wish this team was in the playoffs. I wish the season hadn't gone the way. I didn't think he was pointing fingers at the organization or anyone else in this.
I don't know. I can't listen to anything he says.
Here's the thing,
he makes a decision on the Supermax, because you know what? Everyone thinks he's leaving, so I really don't care what you say. I don't.
See, that's what I was going to get to.
Because in order to say something like that, you would think he's going to come back.
Is this bringing you back to Brett? Is this bringing you back to Brett a little bit? Are you having some thoughts about around the Brett time where it was like, hey, Brett, like, stop talking about, you know, Greg Jennings' contract, or stop talking about this or that. Yes. Like, what's happening with you? Was it Greg Jennings, or who was it at the time? Was it someone before Greg Jennings?
Was it Javon Walker?
I don't know. It was somebody where I remember, Chewy, you were like, what's Favre doing talking about other people's contracts when we don't even know if he's going to be back yet? So I feel like this is bringing you back to some Brett stuff.
You're probably right.
I think and Rodgers, too. I think you're viewing it sort of through a similar prism where all you want to know is, are you coming back? Are you going to be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks? And he's talking about everything other than that.
Yeah.
Craig Carmerson joining us on behalf of our friends at the Saturn Lounge. Craig, do you have any big takeaways from the first round of the NFL draft? We did see the Rams, 13th overall, take Ty Simpson with the quarterback a la the Green Bay Packers. What were your thoughts on that?
That was wild. I mean, we're very close to work with the Rams in LA, and it's so similar, right? Because you're like, this team is so good. The Rams were so close. Yep. I think, do you look at it as like they were the second best team in the NFL, right? Because the Patriots obviously weren't competitive with Seattle, and we know the Rams and Seattle were basically even all year, right? I mean, true. Is that fair to say, like, the Rams kind of end the year as second in your power poll?
And it brings me back, because I remember when they drafted Jordan Love, and I'm like, this is it's a wasted pick. You're a player or two away from what we think we're going to the Super Bowl, and you're taking a guy who theoretically is not even going to play this year. So I kind of feel, and I don't know if you saw McVay at the podium, but he kind of had that same reaction.
Yeah, and they've done an amazing job, because after their Super Bowl, after that Super Bowl, it seemed like they were the youngest team in the league, and they were going to be rebuilding for like 3 years because they had gone all in for guys on the Super Bowl, and then they turned it around so quickly to get back there. And so I trust their front office, and I trust that they'll spend the money to still figure out a way to have the right roster. But that is, you obviously have to believe in a guy so deeply as Goody did with Jordan Love, and I think he was proven right. Now, I still believe, even though he was proven right, he cost the Packers a Super Bowl by doing that. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers wins another Super Bowl had they been more aggressive in that draft. So I thought it was a fascinating move by the Rams.
Well, I think the other thing that stings, because Jordan Love really wasn't considered a reach at that time, because what do you go, Josh, 26?
Yep.
Ty Simpson was a reach. On the boards, they had him going late 20s, and I think that's what stings.
Yeah, but don't you think, like, if you want a quarterback, all it takes is one team trading up, and so maybe they had a sense that somebody was looking to trade up for him. So, I trust the Rams front office that they weren't reaching on that pick, that they had some intel that, or were just so worried that someone could move up into those teens and grab him.
Right, and it all becomes a moot point if he ends up being a franchise quarterback and he's your guy for the next 8 years.
Well, kind of, though, but I'm saying on the Jordan Love, I think he is a franchise quarterback, but I still think the Packers beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that year if they had more talent, right? Like, we could say, they shouldn't have kicked the field goal down 8, or, but, like, remember, that 2-point conversion, maybe if you had a better wide receiver there, they catch it. And then, I think it doesn't become moot. It's just, as a front office, if you get the quarterback right, you're not going to get criticized a lot. But it doesn't mean that the Packers still may not have won one more Super Bowl had they gone all in on that 2020 draft.
Yeah, I agree.
All righty. Thank you, Craig. Thanks for joining us today. You can listen to you on Sunday Karma every Sunday, 10 to noon.
I'll actually be there this week.
You will?
Just don't
I hit you off the schedule, so I'm glad.
Craig, really?
Don't laugh.
Nice.
Because Jason laughed and we didn't know what it was about.
I think it was because I was just abrupt and sort of said, see you, Jason.
Okay.
All righty. We'll finish up the show coming up next. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Joshy with the CDL.